bombs exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over
another
again,
day.
My friend.
Another couple billion dollars. Another couple billion dollars printed out of thin air. Driving the national debt on up. We got the Trump administration calling for, we need lower rates, lower rates. We need to boost the economy. Lower rates going to just drive the dollar into the ground. Make everything more expensive for the Americans and less expensive for people overseas. In the meantime, the Trump administration bitches to Israel and Netanyahu, spending hundreds of millions and billions of dollars bombing poor brown people in Yemen. Because the Yemenis want to stand up for the Palestinians who are being genocided on our dime, by the way. While the Christian Zionists over here cheer. See, it's God's chosen, the Zionists, which aren't really Jews. You know, the Bible warns you, beware of those that claim to be but are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. And Israel, the Israel that has been around since 1948, is in fact the synagogue of Satan. They're not even Semites. The vast majority of them are European, Ashkenazi. It's like old Benjamin Netanyahu. That is not even his real name. It's a Polish name. He just changed it to make it sound a little bit more Jewish. That piece of shit's been running in place for 30 years. War after war after war. On our dime. On our blood. On our treasure. Now we're down bombing the Yemenis. No act of Congress now. No declaration of war. No, none of that. So any of our guys that go over there now and do all the bombing and everything are illegally doing it. They should not be following those orders. Those orders are unconstitutional. But they don't give a damn. Oh, I'm just following orders. Oh, I might get court-martialed. Oh. Woe is me. Something more important than you. Something more important than me. Morals and principles. And there are none anymore. None in America. You look at what the Trump administration doing. And their little signal snafu. When they're all talking on their signal. When they're not even on secure lines. Talking about how they're going to kill all these people. Locking people up for saying anything against Israel. Writing anything against Israel.
When Secretary Rubio rescinds the green card of a person he probably never heard of, because of statements the person made on the Columbia University campus last April. This, of course, is a big deal here in New York. It should be a big deal everywhere because it's an attack on freedom of speech like we haven't seen in this country in many generations. But I suspect it is the Trump Department of Homeland Security and DOJ doing a favor for the president's Zionist backers.
The truth is, Judge, the single greatest threat to freedom of speech in the United States at this point in time is Israel and its supporters here in the United States. It's truly amazing the extent to which Israel's supporters are going to enormous lengths to shut down free speech, not only on university campuses, but all across the country.
And what can be done about it when the Israelis have the president in their pocket or they're in his pocket? I'm not sure how the analogy goes.
Well, what can be done is very simple. People could speak up about this. They could stand on the rooftops and scream about what's happening and making it very clear that this is a threat to basic American values. This is a threat to liberal democracy. But the fact is we live in a country where most people would prefer to stay down in the foxhole and not get up and actually fight this battle.
There's liars, thieves, and murderers running this country now. Why you pledge allegiance to it? You pledge an allegiance to the dream, to the masquerade, to the facade. I no longer pledge allegiance to this government. I love America. I love the people. Well, I love most of them. But to sit here and not say anything about the genocide of the Palestinian people, to not say anything about our partaking, our support for this genocide, praying for the genocide, praying for the Zionists.
Response. Says Mike Huckabee at his confirmation hearing yesterday, cut number 24.
Why is the defense of Israel, the support of Israel, important to America?
Senator, a great question. The truth is it's been very clear, as expressed by the Iranian government, that Israel is the appetizer and we're the entree. They don't want to stop at Israel. They certainly want to annihilate them. They've said it over and over, and there's an old saying that when people are saying again and again they're going to kill you, you might want to take them seriously. But they've also gone beyond saying they want to annihilate Israel and wipe it off the face of the earth. They've said that their ultimate goal is to first take care of the little Satan they identify as Israel and then come after the great Satan. Senator, that's us. And whatever is happening to Israel, it is the canary in the coal mine. These governments, Iran being the most notable, who want to develop a nuclear weapon and who have the audacity to wish to use it to destroy a sovereign Jewish state so that they ultimately could destroy Western civilization. That's why it matters, Senator, and I appreciate your question because I hope people will understand this is not just about Israel. It is about us. And if we don't stand with them, they stand alone. And if they fall alone, we fall next.
I've heard a lot of lunatic arguments before. I never heard that one. Does Iran pose the slightest iota of a threat to the national security of the United States of America in March of 2025?
Well, that was all one very well spoken, I dare say, but it was all a lie. None of that was true. Iran, as far as I know, has never threatened to destroy Israel. It has threatened to retaliate if when Israel attacks it, but that is has been in the extent of it. And Iran has never threatened to destroy the United States. Israel is the aggressor in all these situations, and Israel is now with Netanyahu for 20 years now has been trying to get the United States to do the heavy lifting to attack Iran and destroy it on behalf of Israel, for Israel. So Israel will be the hegemon in the Middle East. This is what Israel wants. And if you need evidence for what Israel's morality is like, just go take a look at Gaza right now and speculate on how this could have gone in a different direction if we, the United States, in the person of Joe effing Biden, And now with Donald Trump, if these people had had the vision and the knowledge and the integrity to go the right way on these issues and benefit the human race, could they have done that?
That's sick. America is sick. It's so sad to see. In the meantime, look at the economy. The economy is going to hell in a handbasket. Recent survey, 77% of small businesses are struggling. Don't know how they're going to make it. Because the costs are going up so high that, look at your restaurants. Your restaurants, go to Waffle House, y'all. Go to Waffle House. Go to Waffle House where they doubled, tripled their prices. And now you got to pay a dollar more for an egg. How are they going to stay in business? One of the cheapest places around to eat. Look at any of your restaurants. Look at your cost of your insurance. Look at everything. And you think lower rates are going to help? Lower rates are just going to help the bigs. Help the big corporations buy more debt. And put us in the poorhouse. As the dollar falls, so will America. And now, almost every country in the world is against us and against Israel because of the genocide that we enable, we encourage, we support, and we will not let anybody stand in the way of.
Why is the government of Israel afraid of free speech in the United States?
They're afraid of free speech in the United States because the government of Israel has done more, employing, admittedly, its domestic lobby in the United States, the Israel lobby, and also the Christian Zionists. Let's not leave them out of it. These people have done more to destroy freedom of speech in the United States than anyone else. No one else has done it. The Russians haven't done it. It's all been about Israel. To conceal just what Israel is all about, what it's like, what it does. And this has meant, you know, taking over the media to a large extent and making sure it's singing the right song, taking over the politicians. When back in 2010, it was declared by the Supreme Court that money was all that mattered in American elections. Man, this was the green light for Israel, and they've been pumping it ever since.
And are you of the view that Zionist donors to major universities, as well as to the politicians that dangle goodies in front of those universities, are largely responsible for the types of things that you wrote about and that I talk about? Students being yanked out of their dorms at Columbia University. I don't know why they keep picking on Columbia. It's right near where I am now, but students yanked out of their dorms at Columbia University because of their speech. Yesterday, a federal judge, after holding a hearing, let the government lay out all the evidence it had against this young woman, a permanent alien resident from South Korea. And the judge concluded the evidence against her in the light most favorable to the government was that she was standing at the edge of a demonstration watching the demonstrators, and that is not a basis to deport and not a basis to file a charge against her for deportation.
In the meantime, Americans let things go by. Don't even care. Maybe one day they will wake up and we'll realize that we're in a demonic system where it's the law of the jungle. That's what George H.W. Bush. We will not be in the law of the jungle.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the law of the jungle. It's not God's law, it's man's law. You can make up anything. You can make a wrong a right a wrong. You can make it okay to go over and kill anybody. Look at what Trump and his boys just did. They just decided, well, what the hell, we'll just bomb the crap out of these poor people and maybe catch one or two guys here and there. It doesn't matter about the women and the children or any of that. Playing games on the risk board.
Hello, I'm Donald Trump, and I'd like to tell you about an incredible new board game from the people who brought you Trump sneakers and Trump Bibles. It's Risk, Donald Trump Edition, and it's incredible. It really is.
Everything's a lie. They don't listen to what they're talking about after their little snafu. Lie after lie after lie. They knew what they did. They knew it going in, they did this shit. They knew it was illegal. Now they're going to make up all kinds of babbling bullshit, and you're going to buy it. Run by liars and thieves.
Pauls, you want some fish? Bass, this dude is asking if you want them.
I don't want to clean them. You want to clean them?
No.
No, I don't want any.
No, thank you. Okay, play. Resume.
Okay, play. Resume.
Sorry.
Everything's white, looking eagles and
no
osprey. There was a time long ago when I was proud of America. But I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, during the first Gulf War, I was like, oh man, this is we need to get over there. We need to kill all these people. I was cheering it right along. I was right there with Rush Limbaugh cheering it along. Now I realize all these wars are bankers' wars. Kill for profit. Kill for power. Kill for control. It doesn't matter because they don't fight these battles. They send our young. They send our youth over there. And then make us pay for it. Make us pay for the wounded veterans, dead veterans that come back in body bags. They give two shits about us. You know, poison our food, poison the water, poison the air. How many times you look up and you see the poison being sprayed in the air? They don't give a shit. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about nothing but demonic killing, population reduction, control, and ultimately transhumanism and their idea of immortality. They're deluded. They're sick. It's amazing. that people can't see it. It's amazing how the churches support this kind of thing. Do not speak out against it. Do not speak out against your government funding genocide. Do not speak out against the Israel that is not God's chosen. Instead, they want to praise them. Praise them for the murders. Support them for the murders. Support them for the genocide. And even support the shutting down of free speech in America by Donald J. Trump.
The thing is, once you open that window where suddenly free speech means nothing, where the government can say, because you are making it difficult for us to conduct foreign policy, as our Secretary of State was saying, and this kind of nonsense, you've opened the door for every evil, every ill to come in and destroy the faith that people, ordinary people like us, have in our government and in our system and in our Constitution. This is the real danger. It's not just Israel. It's just that Israel did this and was so successful at it that this is going to become a model for basically having no rule of law, having no integrity in government, and having no honesty.
MAGA. MAGA, MAGA. Oh, it's sad. It's sad to see. What do you do? Speak out. Speak out every chance you get. Going to drive this country into the poorhouse. Already a banana republic. We got basically a dictator issuing executive order after executive order. Congress shut the damn mouth. Gave away their power a long time ago. As if they wanted it. You got Flimsy Graham here in South Carolina. Already being endorsed by Donald Trump. After Donald Trump, you said, oh, I despise Lindsey Graham. Now I love Lindsey Graham. Make up your mind, you damn two-faced piece of shit, orange messiah. Sad to see America go down like this. That's the way it was designed to do. I don't know what else to tell you guys. Until you speak up, until you stand up, until you stop playing this damn game about left and right, listening to the mainstream media, listening to all the lies, until you do your own homework, until you want to know the truth, you're going to live a lie. Lord, I pray that you guys can wake up. I pray that your local politicians, instead of going along, get along and spending your money and stealing from you left and right, building your utopian dreams, baseball fields and swimming pools. Start to come to their senses and realize that none of that really matters. We're supposed to love each other. Be kind to each other. And we can do none of that.
America. America. God shed his grace on thee. And he crowned thy good with brotherhood of seed.
That's all I got to say. Wake up, America. Wake up. Get on your knees and pray to God. Show you the sign, show you the way. And maybe we can just mend this country. Till next time. I love y'all.